Mr. President, today we commemorate the 100th anniversary of the attraction now known as Bryce Canyon National Park. This occasion allows us to reflect on the importance of Bryce Canyon and pay tribute to the pioneers who have helped make it such a great place and have shaped its history over the years, and those pioneers who are still shaping its contribution to the world today. Bryce Canyon holds a special place in the hearts of Utahns and of visitors from across the United States and really throughout the world. Its towering rock formations, which are known as hoodoos, are a testament to the unparalleled beauty found in nature. The vibrant colors that paint the canyon's walls at sunrise and sunset create a truly mesmerizing spectacle. And if you haven't been there, you need to visit Bryce Canyon. In 1874, Scottish immigrant Ebenezer Bryce settled with his wife, Mary, on the land just below these stunning reddish-hued cliffs. The settlers in the area began calling it Bryce's Canyon, after Ebenezer Bryce, who humorously remarked that it was, quote, a hell of a place to lose a cow. The charm and allure of the canyon were evident even in those early days, long before millions of visitors from around the world had come to see it. Fast forward to 1915, when J.W. Humphrey, a U.S. Forest Service supervisor, first set foot on the rim above the location that we refer to today as the Bryce Amphitheater. Overwhelmed by the indescribable beauty, Mr. Humphrey shared his enchantment with the world, sending photographs and films to newspapers, magazines, and TV stations far and wide. He built roads, he constructed trails, and established a campground, charging campers a $1 fee. And this fee had a guarantee attached to it. He made the $1 fee fully refundable if any visitor didn't find the view completely worth it. Well, Mr. Humphrey proudly boasted that he never once had to return a single dollar, not from a single visitor who received that guarantee. Year after year, the allure of Bryce Canyon has continued to grow, and in fact, it's grown exponentially. What started with around 20,000 annual visits in its early years had escalated to over 500,000 by 1975, over 1 million by 2002, and over 2 million in 2016. Last year alone, the park welcomed an astonishing 2.4 million visitors. What is it, then, about Bryce Canyon that draws people in like this? I think it's the Bryce moment, that magical instant when the park's magnificent panorama suddenly comes into focus. It's especially magical if you see it either at sunrise or at sunset. Either way, you're going to be amazed by what you see. It's that breathtaking experience, sort of akin to looking up at the Empire State Building or at the Taj Mahal, where you can't quite believe what you're seeing. A few years ago, I was thinking about my many visits to Bryce Canyon over the years. I've visited Bryce Canyon as a child and as an adult. I visited Bryce Canyon first with family members, and I've also visited with friends, with work colleagues, in all kinds of different situations. I still remember the first time I brought my three children to Bryce Canyon when they were young, and how proud I was to show them this beautiful feature within our state, how much I enjoyed it. I remember another time when I was right out of law school, clerking for a federal district judge, the Honorable Dee Benson of the U.S. District Court for the District of Utah. We've been working hard, and one day Judge Benson decided that he was going to schedule a brief weekend visit for us, just voluntarily, just for fun, to go down and visit Bryce Canyon. The law clerks and the other court personnel who worked with his chambers went down and visited Bryce Canyon, and it was so much fun. During one of my more recent visits to Bryce Canyon a few years ago, not my last one, but one of the more recent visits, went down there and met with one of our county associations of governments, where state, local, and federal elected officials came together to talk about lands issues. I happened to have brought my daughter Eliza with me on that trip. It had been a few years since I had brought Eliza to Bryce Canyon, but we got there and we looked over the hoodoos, looked through those canyons right at sunset. It was yet another magical moment. So these things become a tradition. They've certainly become a tradition with me and my family and my friends. It's a cherished tradition that brings people together. In rural communities, in this particular rural community, it brings tourist visitors to an otherwise sparsely visited region of our state. And it exemplifies the spirit of adventure and of camaraderie. On that particular trip, where I brought my daughter Eliza to meet with these state, local, and federal government officials, we went on an ATV ride around some of the areas surrounding the park, and it took us just outside of the park to the north. The night before, we had had the opportunity to meet with these incredible individuals who call the region home. And at Ruby's Inn, we had gotten together for dinner and shared stories and laughter and a deep appreciation for this unique landscape and for the people who live there. The sense of community and shared experiences was palpable. We ventured into Bryce Canyon National Park for an evening hike, and as the sun began to set, casting a warm glow upon those structures known as hoodoos, we were enveloped in a world of natural wonder. The majesty of Bryce Canyon revealed itself in all of its glory. It was a transformative experience, just one of many that reminded me yet again of the enduring power of nature to uplift and to inspire. So as we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Bryce Canyon, let us honor the pioneers who recognized the unique beauty of the land and its potential to inspire and to attract people from all across the United States and throughout the world. Let us embrace the spirit of adventure and exploration that defines Bryce Canyon and all of our national parks, but especially that one. And may we continue to cherish the memories and experiences these natural wonders provide, ensuring that future generations can forge connections with the breathtaking landscapes of Bryce Canyon.